For 13 years, Tom Madrovich has run an architectural consulting firm in Wausau. The company employs 14 people, and Madrovich says his health care premiums have become a big problem.
Every year, our plan goes up 25 to 30%. That's every year. What we're forced to do is make a decision whether to pass those costs on to our clientele or not give raises.
Madrovich says he's to the point where he wants relief, and he's willing to give the Senate Democrats' Healthy Wisconsin plan a chance.
I'm a lifelong Republican, and I'll tell you what, I think the Republicans need to get on board with this because it's really hurting business.
Madrovich was one of several small business owners who called into a recent Wisconsin Public Radio talk show, complaining about the high cost of their health premiums to Assembly Republican Scott Souter of Abbotsford and Assembly Democrat Donna Seidel of Wausau. Seidel supports Healthy Wisconsin. Souter does not because of the plan's size and its price tag.
We don't want to go too far, and we don't want to institute a $15.2 billion tax to have the government experiment with that health care. I think it will create chaos, and I really think it will chase jobs away from Wisconsin.
I think we are seeing chaos and job loss now when businesses like Tom's are experiencing 25-plus percent increases each year.
What's worse, high health care costs or high taxes? It's a question at the heart of the state's budget impasse. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.